My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the gospel we have just heard, the Jews asks Jesus for a sign or for a miracle that they may believe in him as one having authority from God. And Jesus does not give in to their demand and even calls them an evil generation. This is the reference to the Israelites in the desert who required miracles from Moses while asking, "Is the Lord with us or not?" They wanted the Lord to act according to their expectations instead of trusting in the God revealed to their fathers. They were concerned with their welfare. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus points to a sign, the sign of Jonah. When the Ninevites saw was not some spectacle of nature, what the Ninevites saw was not some spectacle of nature, like Jonah being swallowed by the whale alive and the whale spat him, but the enormity of their sins that merited God's punishment until they repented. And so they did repent, ordering a fast of men and beasts alike. My dear brothers and sisters, it is natural for us to be awed by extraordinary, to be awed by miracles. Jesus tells us what if we have only faith, we will see miracles everywhere. A characteristic of a miracle is the awe that it arouses in the witnesses. But the same awe can be experienced in ordinary events. For example, rising and setting of the sun, the clouds, the birds and other animals, the persons we encounter daily. These creatures attest in the power of the Creator, and they too are miracles. The questions for us today are we still awed by the beauty of the creation? Or do you simply take things for granted? What weakens or strengthens our faith? My dear brothers and sisters, as we continue this Mass, we pray that we may always have that awe in the creation and the persons we meet today. Amen.